Well, here we are for our roundtable. And if you heard last week's show, you know we talked about how to date the old-fashioned way, which literally is just meeting people in person. We're acting like it's like from three centuries ago. Well, it feels like that sometimes. And we had a great conversation around that. So if you didn't hear that, check it out. Just go to show 572. And here we are this week talking about dating the new fashioned way. And that is online, through apps, other ways of using technology to meet people and move forward into a relationship. And so we have Tanira, Travis, and Devin. Hey, guys.
Hi.
Hey.
Hey.
Great to have you. All right. Well, you guys have, and I guess me too, we've all dated online. I know now people are using online. A lot of the online sites have apps, and then folks in our audience are using Tinder and other apps as well, which I'm not sure I totally agree with that, but we'll get into that later. But we have Travis and Devin are married. They actually met online. They have like legitimately been married for over a decade now, believe it or not. So it's proof that online dating can move towards marriage and you can actually meet like real and good and godly people online. So that's encouraging.
Amen.
Good to know.
Yeah.
And then Tanira, you've done a fair share of online dating.
Oh, I've done my share.
Yeah, me too, kind of. And I do say, you know, it's funny because I like to joke about it like, oh my goodness, can you believe the people I've met online? But I actually met a lot of legit guys too who are great. Now, all of them married other people. So I'm a great springboard to other guys' relationships. But I, you know, have had some wacky experiences too, but definitely see there as being good, good strategies for that. So let's just talk about your foray into the online space. Like, did you have this crisis of sorts of like, should I try online? Is that like, you know, is there a stigma around it? How do I feel about it? What made you eventually take the leap?
This is Devin. And I had graduated college. And I just, if you're not into the bar scene, if you're not going to, you know, clubs and that type of thing, it's really hard. And if you don't want church to be your space, that is going to be a place where you're looking for dates. It's really a hard thing when you're in that weird age of, you know, where do I meet people? Where am I going to meet a godly man? So my friend and I just decided, why not? Why don't we just try it and see what's out there? See how it is.
Okay. Now, had you found, like, were there no guys in your church to date, or you just kind of felt like, I mean, or had that been an option, but it just didn't pan out?
There were several. There were a lot of guys, but the few 20-something groups I had tried were a lot kind of more like, we're here to just find a date. And it seemed a little too intense.
Okay.
So, yeah. And then I had, you know, some friends introduced and some, you know, work people, you know, that I kind of had talked to. But yeah, there just wasn't a connection or, you know, that just wasn't, see, it didn't seem to be the area that I was gonna meet someone in.
Okay.
Yeah. So, you know, for me, it really, this is Travis, by the way. For me, it came out of, it came out of actually heartbreak, going online and almost a lack of trust, for people. And so, it was my brother who was like, and I was living in a small, obscure community. You know, maybe some of you out there can relate. And he was like, listen, you're not going to meet anybody here. So I think you need to get online. And I thought it was the stupidest idea I had ever heard at the time. But decided, you know what, let's just give it a try.
Okay.
And so that's what started the journey for me.
Okay.
This is Tanira. I know for me, starting the journey online, it started with an email. And I was like, oh, I can join for free. So I actually have really wide circles. I have a lot of friends. I'm very sociable. And so it was just interesting because even just growing up, I had never been asked out, like ever. I just wasn't being noticed or being seen. And so really just out of this desire to be seen, I got onto online dating because there's that aspect of like, no one sees me. I'm non-existent in my many, many circles. So it was a way to be seen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's interesting because there are a lot of people, I think, stereotype online dating as like, this is where all the engineers go. This is the people who are introverted and can't meet people and whatever. And like three of us, at least in this group, are extroverts. So that's kind of funny that that's the way. I'm guessing you're an introvert, right, Debbie?
Yes.
Yeah. OK. So so you hold to the stereotype for like, you know, let me do online dating. But it is kind of funny to your point, Tanera, of like, I know a ton of people and I'm kind of, you know, it's interesting just how that plays out. Mm-hmm. And I know, Travis, you were kind of, you know, you were a little bit kind of handicapped by your small town, whatever. We'll give you that. That's okay. And the fact that I think you painted DC Talk on overalls, but we won't.
Oh, yeah.
That's going to have to be
for another.
You
know, there were a lot of other factors, personal problems. And I was like, I just can't, you know, everybody knows this about me. I've got to find a secret channel. No, just kidding.
Okay. So there is a thing about, and we talked about this last week, when you have to approach someone and look at their face and ask them out on a date that is very risky, that's very scary, that kind of puts your heart on the line and be like, okay, now we're separating the passive friendships from the I'm actually trying to single you out and whatever. How do you avoid the passivity in an online pursuit? Because I think it's very easy to go online and make it super passive. Like, I'm just going to, quote, see what's out there. I'm going to wait who, like, winks at me or who sends me a rose or does weird, you know, all that kind of weird, like, passive stuff. Or I'm just going to get into these pen pal relationships. Like, I totally did that. I got into these, like, online theological debates that I finally was like, why am I doing this? I don't even know these people. Really weird stuff that I got trapped by. So how do you put intentionality into the online process?
I think Travis did a really good job of, as soon as we were matched, we said we exchanged a couple little emails, and then right away he said, well, should we meet for coffee? I mean, he was very intentional about, let's take it to the next step.
Okay.
Because you're right. Why spend months going back and forth if when you meet there's no chemistry, or are you ever going to meet? So I think it was a great thing of, a great idea to just let's meet, let's see where it goes. If it doesn't go anywhere, then move on.
And then that came out of mistakes, really.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I had those situations. Maybe some people have had those where I'll just say this. I'm not a big fan of online dating. Mm-hmm. I would say I would be more open to online meeting. Mm-hmm. How do you, so you meet people online and you date in person or you connect in person. So thinking through that, I made some of those mistakes where all of a sudden I'm emailing somebody, somebody's winking or whatever, and we're talking back and forth and flirting and all these kind of things. You're going, oh, this is kind of cool. But then it kind of gets creepy.
Right.
And then you finally meet somebody face to face and you're going, oh, my, this is now we've really entered into the awkward zone because I've got to back out of all of this weirdness. So I started to learn, at least from my perspective as a guy, going, I want to be more intentional, partly because I don't want to lead anybody on. Mm-hmm. I want to be straight up and say, listen, here's my intentions for being here. I want to connect, but I don't want any pressure on relationship because I don't believe that all of a sudden just because you and I are matched, that God has somehow said, ah, this is it. Mm-hmm. And so let's just meet. Let's have a cup of coffee and you come in with as low of expectations as possible. I'll come in with low expectations, but recognize we're both there because maybe God can do something cool.
And didn't you, Travis, folks, you actually might want to search Travis's name on our site because he's been on the show before talking about this. And in fact, he and I did a joint blog post on don'ts for online dating. But I use your story a lot, Travis, because I like, and you can kind of expand on this. You, I believe, set both time parameters and distance parameters on your online process. So you're like, whereas I made the mistake of talking to people in the Netherlands, you actually decided you were going to talk to people that were legitimately within your sphere of meeting them within a reasonable amount of time.
Well, I mean, part of that goes to, again, I didn't have the time nor the money to go investigate somebody who lived in the Netherlands. And so I decided that, you know what, I am going to put some parameters. I'm going to say, you know what, God, you do, not that things can't happen outside of your community, but for me, I felt like within 400 miles, I could probably at least go visit somebody with reasonable cost and without feeling And I was single, so I had some money to do these kind of things. I mean, that's where I go, guys, if you're single, invest in relationship in whatever way. Buy the dinner. Just don't put pressure. And ladies, don't expect that if they buy you a dinner, that if you're meeting somebody online, that all of a sudden it's marriage. Mm-hmm. So ladies, I think there's some cautions there as well. But yeah, so setting some of those parameters. And then after making a few of my mistakes, I then started to go, okay, I want to be as straight with this person as possible. I think she likes me. She likes my picture. She likes how funny and amusing I am online.
For sure.
that was it.
Yeah.
But let's really connect. Mm-hmm. And let's have a cup of coffee. And I tried to take all the pressure off and say, listen, I'm going to buy the cup of coffee. So there's nothing awkward about that. I am going to pay for dinner. And then let's just give each other grace, just like we would any other human being, I think.
Yeah, good point. Tanera, what does it look like for a woman to not be passive while online dating? Because I think a lot of female frustration is, I'm waiting for this guy to reach out. I'm waiting for something to happen. I don't want to be all like, hey, let's go on a date or go and like, you know, scam on all these guys or whatever. But how do you be intentional while also...
I know in my experience, so when I would be communicating with somebody, sometimes I would be the first one to send the wink and just see what would happen back. But I know, too, in one instance that there was a man I was talking with online, and I just realized it was how you were talking about earlier. It was just this back and forth of constant conversation to the point that I was like, okay, at some point I need us to meet face to face. And so... I know for me, honestly, the fact is it's online. I really don't worry about embarrassment online because I haven't seen this person yet. And so for me, it was just the aspect of saying, okay, let's just ask. Let's just see if he's willing. And if he's not, then it's the end of the conversation because the purpose of it was to meet this person, not to sit here and have some sort of debate or conversation online all day. And so for me, it was just that aspect of just stepping out and saying, you know what, it's time to just say, okay, we've done this back and forth thing. Are you ready? Do you want to meet face to face? So that's just kind of, I don't know if that's a good enough for
I mean, from my experience, I think it's healthy to just draw some boundaries on that too. Like, I mean, I know I had a friend who was talking for a while with a guy in Denver, which for those of us here is like an hour away. And he was just constantly hemming and hawing on meeting. And he's like, oh, well, I'm going to get new tires on my car and then I'm going to go blah, blah, blah. And finally she was like, no, we're done. Time out. I don't have time for this.
Smart move.
Yeah. And so seriously, it's like, you know, and I think guys are very much within their right to do the same thing. If a girl is just like being really weird about it and trying to just keep talking to him and, oh, I don't
know
about it.
And that's the good thing about the online dating aspect is that you can kind of weed some things out. That if somebody's not willing to go face to face, then it's, you know what, we're done. Because there's a purpose with it. You're not going, or at least I wasn't going online dating so that I could just, you know, go see what's out there. There was a purpose to it, right? It was to meet somebody. There has to be, like you said, clear boundaries set around that.
Yeah. Okay. Let's talk a little bit about how to just cut out the clutter. And so, I mean, originally, like you're online, you're on an app, you're whatever. How do you just find quality people? How do you know who is quality? I mean, I think some of it would be just straight up asking a question or being like, let's get on the phone. Dude, tell me your testimony. Talk this through. Because again, I've been in that trap too of like, of course I'm a Christian. I go to church. I do whatever. And you don't know what you're dealing with until you really know what the priority is in their life. So let's talk about finding the quality people and cutting out the posers and the scammers and whatever. What does that look like?
I was very intentional. And part of this is where the faith comes in to play as well, right? I mean, so your faith comes in. And I was going, you know what? I started to get overwhelmed. Maybe, you know, I was going, there's too many people. And so I started just kind of going, okay, Lord, I'm going to trust you with every time I cancel somebody out. You know, so I was like, boom, boom, boom. And really just, and because there can be the fear of going, oh, maybe I lost something. Maybe I got rid of something. I just put it into God's hands and say, I'm not going to worry about that. God, you're going to guide my fingers and I'm going to make decisions and I'm going to look at as much information as I can tolerate on a profile.
Right.
I'm going to give grace where I feel like I need to give grace. And then if there's a couple of things that I just go, that's just weird, I'm going to go for it. I'm going to just cut it out, narrow the field, and then try and be intentional with a smaller group of people. And then move toward meeting or having a conversation.
Yeah. How, to that point, how many women did you go out with before you met Devin?
Yeah. So
I love the look on Devin's face in that moment. That was great.
Yeah, no, that was a great question. Thanks for bringing it up, Lisa. No, so actually, I went out on 10 dates.
Wow.
In really a span of probably about three to four months.
Okay.
So, yeah, so I mean, I was buying a lot.
Yeah, you were serious.
I was buying a lot of dinners.
Yeah.
and it wasn't easy, but I think that, again, I was single. Mm-hmm. I had income. Mm-hmm. And I could have, and so for me, it was going, I don't like eating alone. Mm-hmm. So why not invest in a conversation? Mm-hmm. And that's where I also put the faith is going, Lord, I hope that I'm meeting somebody who is a believer that I can connect with and that we can actually be mature enough to recognize that just because an algorithm brought us together doesn't necessarily mean that God has ordained that we're going to spend the rest of our lives together.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
So let's have a conversation. And then, you know, but that was tricky.
Yeah.
Just honest, because even saying that and trying to put it.
Yeah.
I recognize many women have heavier expectations sometimes online.
Yeah. So, and that's true. And I think a lot of people get caught in the trap of like, okay, well, I don't even want to meet this person until I know this volume of information about them. And so that stalls out the process. Then they have kind of these parameters about like, we might need to pull the trigger and be seriously dating after this meeting. And then that,
right.
You know, whereas again, you're just like, I just want to meet these people. So to that, just quickly answer, because then I want to go to Tanera. What about Devin made you say, I need a second date with this one? Because clearly you just had one meeting to determine that.
Yeah. I mean, Devin, on even a profile, there were some things that I was like going, she was on the fence with me. And I was going, but then she kept staying on the fence. And I actually quit online dating and her profile was still there. Somewhat was proximity where I was going, I can actually have a dinner with her. So let's go for that. So anyway, we had dinner and I didn't take it that seriously, but when we had dinner for
yes, he was late. That's how seriously he was taking
great first impression.
Yeah, ladies and guys, grace is super important. But you know, when Devin and I met, there was great conversation. We had fun with each other. There was everything that you would hope to have a good friend introduce you through. So. You know, everything was great. And I tried to take the pressure off when I met Devin, where I was going, okay, maybe we'll talk a week from now or something like that. Mm-hmm. And I couldn't even wait. It was like the next day. I was like, you know, I think we need to get together again.
Aww, that's good. That's good. All right, Tanera, how about you? Like, how did you, because again, so Travis's story is one thing. We're like, oh, I went to dinner with her and now I want to go out again. And they're already offline. And then it, you know, then they get married.
But there were 10 before that. Remember that. You know?
There were 10 before that. So that's true. But for Tanera and I, who have online dated and nothing has really panned out of it, how do you stay encouraged and stay trusting in God that, you know, there still could be someone out there?
Yeah. So in my experience, like when I was doing the online dating, for me, so much of it was just out of this, like, I want to be seen. There was a bit of a desperation because I just, nothing was panning out in the friend realm. Mm-hmm. And so honestly, for me to keep that encouragement is just knowing that God has given me the desire. And therefore, if he's given me the desire, it's his desire to fulfill that. Mm-hmm. So that I know that God has a spouse for me out there. Now, how he's going to do that I don't know yet. Because online dating for me has not panned out. And one of the reasons I actually quit online dating, and for me, I've decided not to do it, is a couple of reasons, because my whole purpose in the beginning was very selfish and it was all about me finding somebody who could see me. Hmm. Right. And then, honestly, just going through the scripture, like for me, the Lord just revealed to me in 1 Corinthians 7, where it says, if you're not married, don't seek to be married, you know, and then going back even to Matthew, to seek first the kingdom of God and all these things will be added to you. So for me, it was that aspect of, I need to keep my focus on the Lord and doing what he's called me to do. And then in that, if the Lord draws me back to online dating and says, hey, this is what I want you to do, this is my plan, then I'll definitely get back to it. But at this time, it's something that I stepped out of doing. But I keep myself encouraged just by knowing that God's given me the desire and he's a good God who wants to fulfill that. So I stay encouraged in that.
Yeah.
And that's really it. that's how I walk through that.
It's really interesting you mentioned that, because we actually just had last week on the site, we had a writer write for us an article on one of a woman's greatest fears, and that fear of being unwanted or unloved.
Right.
And I think that plays into a lot of women's decision to
Absolutely.
Say, okay, well, I'm going to go online because I just need to be doing something, or I want
right.
to validate something.
I have
something
to be out
myself.
There. People have to see
yeah.
me. Yeah, absolutely.
Which I think there's nothing wrong with being out yeah. there. I mean, and again, mm-hmm. I keep telling my sisters, ladies, yeah. I'm out there. Okay. They're,
right.
they're constantly like, are you sure you're really out there?
You're like, no, I'm
host
open.
A show for single people, y'all. I think I'm out there.
Yeah, absolutely.
Anyway, but so there's nothing wrong with being out
right.
there.
No,
but at
great.
The same time, if you're just trying to get validation for something
right.
that you can only get from the Lord,
yes.
You know, then it can get unhealthy. And so I think that's a good point mm-hmm. to make. All right. Quickly, as we round up, rapid fire, best advice for a person who's in the online sphere, someone who really wants to make it happen. They're saying, this year, I'm going to do this differently. I'm not going to have my 8-year subscription where I'm going to be paying $50 or more a month to, you know, look at people's profiles indefinitely. I really want to make something happen to the best of my ability, trusting God in the process. What's your best advice for this?
I'd say, first and foremost, pray about it and you know, let it be God's will. If this is how he wants you to meet your potential future spouse, awesome. But, you know, kind of take the pressure off yourself and allow that to be maybe a venue that God uses, but maybe not. So just take the pressure off and leave it in God's hands that if this is the way you want me to meet my spouse, then great. So pressure off. And then don't take a good picture. Just put a good picture on one that is realistic, that it actually looks like you.
Not 10 years old, not that one.
Exactly. Okay. Not the selfie in the bathroom mirror. Like take a decent photo where people can actually see what you look like. And then, as we talked about before, be intentional. Don't drag out this conversation for weeks and months. Be intentional. If you feel like there's a little connection, meet them. Talk on the phone, meet, and you know, then you avoid a lot of heartache in the end.
Good.
It's good. Yeah, I'd say something along those lines. Don't let fear drive you. Mm-hmm. Let your faith drive you. And I think there's so many bad decisions that are brought about online for fear, going, oh, I'm going to miss out on this person. Or what if I cut them out? You know, just don't let fear be a motivator. Mm-hmm. Let your faith be the driver of that. And then move as quickly as you can from, don't get into online dating. If you can at all possible, move to meeting. Because things, ultimately, you're not going to be hanging out with somebody over the computer forever.
Mm-hmm.
Your hope is that you'll see them face to face every day.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So you got to go to that as quickly as possible.
I believe my recommendation would be to keep God in your relationships. So just to make sure that you're bringing back your decisions on, am I going out with this person? Am I talking with them on the phone? Is this relationship good to keep walking in? To just constantly bring the Holy Spirit and God back into it, because he's the one who's going to give you the peace if this is the right direction to move forward or not. Because just because it's online dating doesn't mean that we stop using discernment, right? It still means that we need to check each other out, and we need to allow the Holy Spirit to grow that relationship and bring him into it, especially if we desire to be married to a Christian spouse and moving towards, you know, the calling of God on your life.
Yeah. I think my best advice would be the same non-negotiables that you have for any kind of relationship, have them online. And
yes.
It should be a very short list. And you just cut out anyone that does not meet those criteria.
Absolutely.
They are a solid believer in Jesus. It is not like, oh my goodness, well, I haven't been to church for 10 years, but I, you know, volunteer XYZ, or I like Lord of the Rings.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever, you're done. I mean, it's just, you know, they have to be solid. You know, they have to be healthy, in a position to marry. They have to be someone who's humble and teachable. Find all that out. And if they're not there, then, you know, leave.
But give,
you know,
give grace.
Ahead. Yeah.
If your profile picture and you're wearing Crocs, like I had, I actually had Crocs in my profile picture. And so Devin did give me some grace. All
okay.
right.
Yeah. Yeah. The things that are negotiable have grace. But otherwise, I mean, you can so narrow down the field by doing,
the
heavy lifting on the front end. Yeah, exactly.
And allow your friends or a trusted mentor or, you know, someone you trust to meet them pretty early on.
Yeah.
You
yeah,
can kind of check good. Yourself. Am I into this guy just because I really want to be with someone and
right.
I'm a little desperate at this point and I made
right.
this New Year's resolution? Mm. Or is this really a quality guy or girl, you know, for guys?
Right.
You know, and allow someone to
yeah.
meet them.
That's a good point. I know we're running out of time, but if you have friends, you would have friends meeting other people. So even online, like if you could have some friends look at your profile on the
yeah.
online
oh, agreed.
stuff and help them with you make some of those decisions.
Yeah, too many people do it in isolation before, and then they're already like sold by the time they introduce friends and family, and then you're like raising red flags, and you're like, this ship has sailed.
Yeah,
I'm
just
already,
keep that process in the light of those that love you and care about you.
Yeah, it's for real. Thanks, you guys. Great input.